Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. All right, so today I want to talk about what turns me on. And I'm going to go head to toe. Like literally, I'm going to be touching myself. Touching my body while we're talking about this. So let's just start right at the top. That's the brain. Oh my goodness. That's probably 90% of it. I mean, seriously, if you can stimulate my mind, you're 90% there. I would say that this is probably the biggest hindrance for me and why I've shied away from younger guys. It's nothing to do with their intelligence level. It's just that, you know, when you have been alive on the planet for, you know, as many years as I have versus as many years as they have, your perspective is different. Your experience level is different. And I remember when I was younger and I was dating older guys and they would say this to me and it would piss me off, right? You don't know what you don't know at that point. And so for me, you know, I find generally speaking that, you know, guys my age or closer to my age are better suited to me. I mean, it's just a life experience thing. And you can't get around that. Now, that's not to say that there's not exceptions to that rule. I'm just saying generally, you know, that's where it is. But as far as just my mind, like, you know, I mean, I think like most women, like I've said it before, it's like what's between our ears. Like if you can satisfy that, you're 90% there. I mean, really, like feed into that and you're pretty good to go. Now let's move down. I'm going to move down. Like I'll go to the next place. I'm just like tracing my hands here. My ears. Oh gosh. I mean, who doesn't love to have their ears like bitten, breathed into, whispered into, nasty, naughty little things. So fucking hot. Oh my God. I'm getting all excited thinking about it. And from there, I'll go to my lips. Now, I cannot stress enough how much I love, love, love a good makeout. I love to fucking make out. I could make out for hours and then fuck for another couple hours. But I could seriously do the foreplay of just make.
Hello, Curious Girl Diaries podcast listeners. Hey, I need a big favor. I'm getting ready to launch the Curious Girl Diaries private podcast. This will be a private membership-based podcast where I can get even more revealing with you guys. I'm looking for input on content creation. Basically, what do you guys want to hear? Here's your chance to come and co-create with me. There's two ways to do this. Either email me, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Please put private pod in the subject line or go to the website, click on the pink tab on the right-hand side and leave me a voicemail. All co-creators will receive special access to the private podcast when it launches, which is very soon, so please don't wait. All right, now back to the show.
Hang out like you did when you were a teenager. Like, I love that. That is not lost on me. That, you know, a guy that's a good kisser that knows how to fucking kiss you. Oh my God. That will make me weak in the knees right there. That is one of my favorite things ever, 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 ever. Just amazing kisses that are so charged. You feel them in your fucking toes. Like that's, yes, 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 yes. So a good kisser. Now, my neck. Oh my God. I'd love to have my neck kissed, sucked, bitten. Now, but I don't want, here's the thing though. Of course that's all very stimulating. Gets me, you know, wet and juicy in the right places, but I don't want marks. No marks, please. I go to church on Sunday, people. I know it's hard to believe. Shocker. I go to fucking church. I go to mass. I cannot show up with some fucking hickeys on my neck. I'm too old for that shit, okay? So if you want to put some bites or marks or whatever, it has to be where my clothing can reasonably cover it. Don't send me into church with a fucking turtleneck on in the middle of the summer. That's bullshit. That doesn't work. So please refrain. Then as you move down, I mean, just like the whole, I would say from like shoulders to breasts, I mean, like kiss, suck, and bite. And especially, let's just get down to the business here. My nipples. Pull, pinch, bite, suck. It can be lightly and teasingly. It can be a little bit more firm. I love that. If I'm about ready to come and you do that, like that will send, that sends me over the edge like nobody's business. That whole stimulation right there. Touching, sucking, biting. Oh my God. I love that. I could just be fingered and have that done and totally lose my mind. I mean, oh yeah, that's the best. My stomach, of course, you know, again, the kissing, the sucking, the biting, all that kind of stuff. Because, you know, as you're moving down in that direction, you know what I'm getting excited for. I mean, that's just that's a teaser zone right there. When you hit that zone, I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. The next place I want your mouth is on my pussy. I want you licking and sucking my clit. I mean, sucking like a fucking Hoover vacuum. Just get on in there. Go for it. That's the best. Like, my eyes are going to roll back in my head. I'm going to lose my fucking mind. My whole lizard brain is going to kick in. I'm only going to be focused on what I'm feeling. It's amazing. I absolutely love oral sex on me. A guy going down on me. Fuck yes. But what's even better and more complimentary to that is if you put your fingers in me while you're doing that and you're rubbing my G-spot, I'm going to basically just come all over your fingers. I'm going to totally lose it. That's my weakness right there. That's the best. Moving down a little bit farther. Let's see. We'll go from the, I hate to leave that whole pussy zone. Oh, well, let's flip me over. Let's flip over for a second since we're down at the pussy. Let's flip over my butt. Spank it. I love some, you know, fun, playful spankings. Bite it. I don't know why. I do not know why. That turns me on and gets me wet. Just the, I mean, even if it's painful, I like it. Take your belt off and like smack me. Smack that ass. Seriously. It feels good. There's a sting and like a pain. I'll probably let out a little bit of a yelp and I'll make a note. I mean, trust me, like when you get spanked, it hurts. And But it hurts so good. I know that sounds strange, but it really, really does. So I like that. Now, since you've got me flipped over and we're in the, you know, ass region here, anal play. I've definitely warmed up to this. Trust me. I mean, if you've listened to my blogs, you know this. I've warmed up to that. I would say, you know, actual anal sex still for me kind of burns a little bit, but then I kind of relax into it and it's okay. But you know, it feels actually really good. So if you're fucking me and you stick your finger in my ass or something like that, that feels good. Or if you're fucking me in the ass and you stick your fingers in my pussy, to be actually like filled up, that's, I think, where it's the most complementary to each other, like as far as the anal play goes. So just, and I'm still broadening my horizons. I don't know. I may find some, you know, total anal king who's like, I can show you how anal sex is, you know, going to make you come. If you're just fucking me in the ass, nothing else is going on. I'm not touching my clit, nothing like that. I won't come. It has to be, it's an accompaniment to other things for me. So far, that's what the anal play has been. And again, I'm open to, you know, other things. I'm open to exploring and expanding on that. But so far, that's where it's at. Now, pretty much if we start kind of getting going down from there, I love my inner thighs, you know, bitten, kissed, sucked. That feels really good. Again, because it's kind of you're teasing all around my pussy, which, yes, who doesn't love that? And then I think the farther you get down, I think, so it's interesting. So I think if you're starting from the toes and working your way up, but I think the farther you're like kiss, if you are kissing down and away from my, you know, more erogenous zones, I'm going to be like, no, not as good. But if you were to start, let's say you started lower, you're kind of working your way up. Like if you kiss like right and kiss and lick like right in the crease of your leg where your calf and the back of your leg bicep are connected right there. That's hot. Yes. Coming up. My feet, you know, I don't have much, going on in my feet. Only that I can tell you when I'm overstimulated, when I'm really getting stimulated, that the arches of my feet will burn, which is an interesting phenomenon. I've mentioned this before, but they do. But basically that, I think I kind of, you know, went through it. You know, head to toe. I kind of skipped my back. Again, you know, if you're like nibbling down from my neck, down my back, and you're kind of making your way towards my butt, that's hot. Or biting my butt and then kind of nibbling your way up. Anywhere you're sort of biting, nibbling, and sucking, that's always good. I don't care. You know, quite frankly, you could be doing it on my elbow. I like it. It's going to feel good. But, you know, I'll tell you, it's interesting because sometimes the direction that you're moving, like if I have it on my mind, like, I just want you to get some, you know, a specific place. And then if you're moving away from that, I'm like, oh, no. go back. But I'm sure guys have had that same experience too. Everybody probably has that experience, but those are kind of pretty much my erogenous zones. I mean, which I think are pretty standard. I mean, for most people. So we've got, you know, obviously the biggest organ there is your mind. And then know, you kind of neck.
Hello, it's Layla. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I just have one quick announcement and I'm so excited about it. I'm almost finished with my free sex bucket list tutorial. I just want you to know if you want to be notified as soon as it launches, all you have to do is go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and click on sign up under exclusive access to unpublished content. You'll be the first notified when it's available and I'm so excited for you to give it a try. All right, now back to the show.
Ears. Mouth, sort of collarbones down to your breasts and your back. You know, I did get, that makes me, so this is interesting. I will be writing about this. This was the first time this has ever happened to me. It was, felt very good. I was getting a massage while I was being fucked from behind. I was being touched sensually and erotically and massaged on my back while I was getting fucked from behind. That was a new one on me, and God damn it, it felt good. Oh my God. Loved it. Love, 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 loved it. So, believe me. I'm supposed to see that guy tonight. I'm going to be requesting more of that because that was fucking hot. Anyway, I think that about sums it up because I get all these questions about like what turned you on, what's your favorite position, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't really have a favorite position. I really don't. Because they all feel good. You can get into the right angle in every position where you're just, where your mind's blown, where your just head's fucking popping off. And I can't think of, I just can't think of one that, you know, I can't like make that happen. I can't work with that. So I don't have a favorite position, but, you know, just all these other places being touched and pleasured while you're doing other things is great. You know, and amazing, and or just the foreplay, you know, before you're penetrating, you know, it makes a big difference. I mean, if you just go try to stick it in flat out of the gate with no other, no kissing, nothing, you know, just, It depends on my mindset. It depends on the mindset I walked into that room with. But for the most part, you know, unless I came there just like, I don't want to say a word. Don't fucking say a word. Let's just fuck. If I walk in there with that mindset, then don't, you know, trust me, I'm good to go. You don't have to worry about the rest of the, all the other zones. But, you know, generally speaking, that's not my mode. So, I love all the attention to all the other places. And conversely, I like to give it to, you know, the guys as well. So it's not a one-way street. I'm not trying to be selfish here, but, yes, those are all the things that turn me on because I get these questions. People ask me, like I said, I thought, okay, I'm going to do a podcast about it because it's hard to answer all these things individually. And I think that we kind of went around the world there on The Curious Girl. It covered me head to toe. So, anyway, there you have it. Questions or comments, as usual, please send those to Curious Girl at thecuriousgirldiaries.com.